This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Anthony E. Barron versus Martha Parker, individually and as representative of the estate of Catherine L. Brizendine, deceased, decided September 9, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Anthony E. Barron, respondent, VMI, WD87250. Martha Parker, individually. Opinion filed September 9th, 2025, and as representative of the estate of Catherine L. Brizendine, deceased. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Livingston County, Missouri, the Honorable Ryan W. Horsman, Judge before Division II, Lisa White Hardwick, Presiding Judge, Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Judge and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge Martha Parker, daughter. Appeals the trial court's judgment in favor of Anthony E. Barron, buyer, ordering Catherine Brizendine, owner, to specifically perform the contract between owner and buyer, contract. 1. In the underlying litigation, Catherine Brizendine appeared by her daughter, Martha Parker, acting as her guardian ad litem. On June 6, 2025, following the death of Catherine Brizendine, Martha Parker filed a motion to be substituted as the appellant in this action. On June 16, 2025, this court sustained Parker's motion, ordering that Martha Parker be substituted individually and in her representative capacity as personal representative for appellant Catherine L. Brizendine, deceased. 2. Daughter raises 4 points on appeal. In her first 2 points, daughter argues the trial court erred because its finding that owner had capacity to enter the contract was not supported by substantial evidence, point Y, and was against the weight of the evidence, point 2. In her third point, daughter claims the trial court erred in failing to find undue influence because that finding was against the weight of the evidence. Finally, daughter argues the trial court erred in abrogating owner's right to a jury trial. Finding no error, we affirm. Factual and procedural background 2. In 2007, buyer met owner's brother. Owner's brother explained that he was getting older and no longer able to farm his family's ground. Buyer made an agreement with owner, her sister, and her brother to farm for them. Buyer continued farming for owner, even after her siblings passed and their respective farms sold. Buyer and owner had a verbal agreement where buyer would farm owner's 80-acre farm, and owner would get a third of the profits from the crops harvested. During this time, daughter resided in Colorado. Over the course of the approximately 18 years buyer farmed for owner, she just kind of became a good friend to buyer. Buyer would watch over owner when weather was bad, mow her lawn, and occasionally picked up her medicine when too. On appellate review of a court-tried case, the evidence is viewed in the light most favorable to the circuit court's judgment and defers to the circuit court's credibility determinations. ROH Farms, LLC versus Cook, 572 SWW 3D 121, 123 N2, MOAP WD 2019, quoting IVV Smith, 439 SW 3D 189, 200, MoBank 2014. 3, she was unable to get out. The two would sometimes spend holidays together, including when owner once brought buyer food for Thanksgiving. In recent years, owner and buyer began having long visits. Owner would talk about how proud she was of her independence and her ability to make a living over the course of her life. Owner would also tell buyer about past issues with daughter, describing that she often had trouble trusting daughter. In 2016 or 2017, owner asked buyer if he wanted to buy her farm. Buyer explained that he could not afford to pay what she could get for the farm at auction. Owner shared that she thought that she would rather sell the farm to buyer than take it to auction, but she was not ready to leave home yet. In July of 2021, buyer met his current girlfriend, while farming at owner's. Girlfriend also met owner at that time, developing her own relationship with owner. By June of 2022, the occasional conversations about buyer purchasing owner's farm became more serious. The two discussed what a fair price would be, and they agreed that owner would sell the farm to buyer for $200,000. Buyer drafted the contract with the help of a friend who had recently participated in a property sale, but he decided to wait for daughter to be around before the contract was signed so that it would be in the open. At that time, girlfriend was also assisting with owner's care. Girlfriend observed that owner was very trustworthy second buyer, that they had a very good relationship, and that owner confided in buyer about a lot of things. 4. On August 2nd, 2022, a bookcase fell on owner and she was taken to the hospital. While owner was recovering in a rehabilitation facility, girlfriend and buyer visited her. After being treated for her injuries and recovering in the rehabilitation facility for about a month,